आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
The theft at SBI has been uncovered, revealing that all information on donations is available. Electoral bonds, SBI possesses all the necessary data. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar. The State Bank is refusing to disclose the documents, specifically those showing who has made donations. Do you recall how in 2019, government ministers insisted that these documents must be revealed? However, when it came time to disclose the electoral bond documents, they hesitated. They seemed determined not to reveal the documents. Journalists Nitin Sethi and Tapasya have reported on electoral bonds, stating that in preparation for its court argument, the government noted that the buyer's record always remains within the banking system and can be accessed by any investigating agency whenever needed. Yet, the bank now claims it will not disclose the documents. ADR, an organization monitoring electoral donations, has filed a petition in the Supreme Court. Represented by lawyer Prashant Bhushan, ADR has requested that contempt proceedings be initiated against the State Bank of India for deliberately disregarding the constitutional bench's decision of the Supreme Court. In its contempt petition, ADR argues that SBI's appeal is entirely malicious and aims to obstruct transparency efforts before the Lok Sabha elections. ADR also mentions that the State Bank of India has the necessary infrastructure to quickly compile and disclose information on electoral bonds, facilitating easy report preparation. However, the bank has not only suppressed the citizens' right to know but has also challenged the Supreme Court's authority. In addition to ADR's petition, today Nitin Sethi and Tapasya from the Reporters Collective have debunked all of State Bank's arguments in their investigative report. It reveals that while the State Bank promptly provided all information on electoral bonds when the government requested it, they are withholding information from the court. We will discuss this further in this video. The State Bank of India finds itself under scrutiny from all sides. I urge you to watch this video patiently until the end. Prashant Bhushan has called for an immediate hearing in this case, and a date may be set next week. The question arises, why is the credibility of such a significant bank being compromised? Following the decision on February 15, the central government and the State Bank have remained silent. The bank has stated it will provide information after 136 days, not immediately. Why must citizens wait 136 days when the Modi government continues its relentless propaganda daily? In these advertisements, Modi guarantees everything except for information on electoral bonds. If the citizens' organizations, fighting for this information since 2018, do not receive it timely, the Supreme Court's order and the delayed information lose their significance and impact. The Supreme Court, in cancelling the electoral bond, stated that it violates the right to information and is unconstitutional. Delayed information diminishes both its importance and effect. This is why any tampering with RTI should be closely monitored. With the media compromised, RTI remains the last resort for obtaining information. It is advised to read the law stating that under RTI, information should be provided within 30 days, and the first appeal should take no more than 45 days, totaling 75 days. Yet, here the State Bank is requesting 136 days. The RTI Act specifies that information should be provided immediately. If time was not essential to information, if the Act did not prioritize timely information provision, it wouldn't have been mentioned in its first line. The Supreme Court's Constitution Bench invalidated the electoral bond, citing its contradiction to the right to information. If information is withheld past March 15, it will once again infringe upon your right to information. Electoral bonds have significantly enriched the BJP, making it the wealthiest party. Jagdeep Chokar reported that from 2012 to 2017, over 5 years, the BJP received crores in donations. Following the introduction of the bond scheme, from 2019 to 2023, In just 4 years, the party amassed over crores from electoral bonds alone, nearly doubling its donations. Questions about the donors, their returns, and the companies involved remain unanswered, but the state bank has proposed a 136-day delay in disclosure. The RTI Act includes penalties for delayed information provision, suggesting that, in addition to contempt penalties, the state bank should also face consequences for such delays. Is a new RTI Act being considered for the state bank? The Right to Information Act of 2005 emphasizes a timely response to citizens' requests for government information, offering a portal for immediate information access. Within a year of coming to power in 2004, Manmohan Singh's government enacted this law, ensuring public access to details of governmental irregularities in clear, understandable language, anticipating official obfuscation. Would the Modi government have enacted such a law? The electoral bond scheme, contravening RTI principles to obscure donor identities, has been repealed for this reason. Another critical aspect of the RTI law mandates that information crucial to a person's life or freedom must be provided within 48 hours. Electoral bond details, vital for voters' personal freedom, should be disclosed within this time frame. Why then is the Election Commission silent? The 2019 elections, spanning from April 11 to May 23, saw over 61 crore votes counted in just 42 days. If information is delayed by 136 days, how can voters make informed decisions for the 2029 elections? Transparency is essential for participatory democracy, as argued in a petition, highlighting the contradiction with Article 19(1)(a) of the Constitution. If the State Bank of India, SBI, struggles with data processing, election officials, skilled in such tasks, should assist to ensure timely data upload. The bank's request for 136 days, over the necessary 21, raises questions about the need for such an extension. With only bonds to report, equating to data sets, the delay seems unjustifiable. Can the bank truly only process 326 data sets daily, especially when all information is centralized in its Mumbai branch? This situation underscores a significant transparency issue, impacting the essence of democratic participation. Understand the magnitude of the scam and what is being prevented from being disclosed to the public. Prashant Bhushan has alleged in his petition that the State Bank of India, SBI, deliberately wants to withhold information. Given that the bank has the numbers of every bond, the complete Know Your Customer, KYC, details of the purchaser, including name, address, and number, there should be no delay. Who is pressurizing SBI? If you believe that SBI does not operate under pressure, consider this news. Nitin Sethi reported for HuffPost in November 2019 that the government had ordered SBI to accept even expired bonds, which was against the law. In May 2018, following the Karnataka election results, where no party won a clear majority, the Prime Minister's office ordered the Finance Ministry to open a special window of 10 days for bond purchases. This order was also outside the prescribed time limit, and according to Sethi's report, the bank's encashment of these bonds on the Finance Ministry's orders was against anti-money laundering laws. The Finance Ministry made this decision when bond-holding parties approached SBI late, seeking permission to encash the expired bonds. The report did not specify which party or parties these bonds were for, but a donation of 10 crores was redeemed. The Finance Ministry secretary, who permitted the redemption of those bonds, had played a significant role in the electoral bond process. Today, the same Subhash Chandra Garg is stating in the media that SBI would not need more than a day to find out this information. Is the media, often criticized for being overly compliant, informing you about this? Why does the media want to keep the citizens of this country in the dark? Discussions on religion continue, while a veil is cast over these issues. The Prime Minister speaks about nepotism at numerous rallies but has not mentioned electoral bonds. Now, the State Bank is saying that they will not disclose the documents before the elections. Who are these individuals donating 6,500 crores to a party? Nitin Sethi has been investigating this report for years. Thanks to his team members, Tapasya, and journalists like Shrigirish Jalihal, The biggest scam in India's history was uncovered. Nitin's team spent months reviewing thousands of pages of documents. While mainstream media channels have luxurious headquarters, those conducting impactful journalism often lack their own offices. Imagine, a law was enacted to facilitate scams, hiding the identities of those involved, which the Supreme Court immediately struck down as unconstitutional. Now, you might understand why journalists are being jailed. Like Nitin Sethi, Ashutosh Negi was arrested in Uttarakhand while reporting on the Ankita Bhandari murder case, with several charges imposed on him. In an environment where journalists are frequently jailed, the team at Reporters Collective continues to produce exemplary journalism. Ashutosh Negi faced severe punishment for discussing the Ankita Bhandari case. There is a notable silence in mainstream media about both the Supreme Court's decision and the state bank's stance. There seems to be no interest in a report that could expose a 16,000 crore scam and the nexus between the government and certain industrialists. The silence appears to be aimed at keeping this news from reaching the general public of India. Nitin Sethi and Tapasya have demonstrated in their report that whenever the government has requested information on election donations from the state bank, the order has been promptly followed, even though such information sharing was not permitted under the law. This raises the question of why the government needed this information in the first place. Why can't the opposition be given the information? Comrade Lokesh Batra has demonstrated by sharing all the documents that the State Bank of India, SBI, never delayed in providing the government with information about election bonds. Sometimes, it provided the necessary information within 48 hours. These documents reveal that, following the Finance Ministry's instructions, SBI can gather all the data on election bonds within 48 hours of the bond redemption deadline. Until 2020, SBI has forwarded this information to the Finance Ministry according to the rules, upon the completion of every bond redemption deadline. Listen to what journalist Nitin Sethi says. You can see that information has been sent on SBI's letterhead to the Joint Secretary of the Finance Ministry's budget detailing how many bonds have been redeemed in which branch of the bank. It has been specified in detail how many bonds were purchased in physical and how many in digital format. The most significant point is that this letter is dated July 27, 2018, and it states that the last date for the redemption of electoral bonds in that phase was July 25, 2018. That is, within 2 days of the purchase and redemption of the bond, the bank had provided all the information to the Finance Ministry. SBI maintains an audit trail of all the bonds bought and redeemed by the party. This trail is kept through a serial number written on each bond. When the scheme was launched in 2018, the bank insisted that the bond should have a serial number. These documents have also been included in the Reporters Collective's report, in which the bank has informed the government in writing that without the serial number, there will be no audit trail through which internal control can be maintained. In this document from February 2018, you can see that in the meeting held regarding the security standards of electoral bonds, it was suggested that invisible fluorescent ink could be used to print the number, which is visible only under UV light. The documents on which the Reporters Collective based its report have also been posted on the website so that you can check them. The same state bank has informed the Supreme Court that all the data related to electoral bonds is present in the Mumbai branch. Now, it is saying that the data of the donor and the party receiving the donation is kept in different silos, so time is needed. How did such a significant change occur? Is it written in the law that electoral bonds will only be kept in physical form? Will there be no digital proof of this? Has KYC been done only in physical form? If this were the case, then where would the evidence of so many digital proofs come from? Clearly, the matter is serious, and all efforts are being made to avoid controversy. Some major issue will arise, topics will change, somehow the electoral bond scam should not reach the public. This document from October 2017 exposes everyone. It has been obtained through RTI and is part of Nitin Sethi's report. It is signed by Prashant Goyal, who was the budget secretary at that time. The Finance Ministry has admitted that as soon as someone redeems the bond, the state bank comes to know who the donor was and which political party received the money. Even if the name of the person who bought the bond is not there, The state bank will still know because you cannot buy bonds without KYC. The state bank's argument is very weak. Will the Supreme Court take contempt action against it or not? Will the state bank get 136 days time? Answers to many questions are yet to come. The reports that are coming at the moment show that information will be withheld under any circumstances. Where have we reached? A bank is not following the order of the Supreme Court. The people, playing the game behind this bond must have become so confident that whatever they want will happen. The puppeteer will play the drum, and the public will keep dancing. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.